cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 14th of May, 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You see a bunch of listed sites there, and they all carry audios for download. If you find sticking on one, it's because so many folk go into the comp site at once, there's other ones to choose from. Try those. Also, you can find transcripts in English in all of those websites too that I've got listed. And you can also get transcripts or print up in other languages if you go into alanwardsentinel.eu. And while you're at it too, remember that I don't bring on advertisers as guests or sell products, etc. I just sell the books on cuttingthroughthematrix.com to do with the agenda. And so this is not a money-making business, but I need cash to just get along month to month, the bills and everything else. So if you like what you hear, you can always donate or buy the books at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and there's discs as well to purchase. And from the US to Canada, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office, or you can send cash or PayPal. You can, across the world, you go Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And straight donations are really, really welcome, because that sometimes will just get me through just about. Now try really and go back into the big system that developed a long time ago. Everybody's parents and grandparents lived through to their part of the system without knowing what was going on, to do with world governments and how to get to world governments through wars and the creation of wars. And not only that, too, to bring in a new type of society, basically a very compliant, scientifically run society where you'd be beholden to governments, world government, and local authorities or agencies from the world government to do with raising your children and basically categorizing us all in a scientific fashion for future roles in society. This is the dream of socialism for an awful long time, and it's run by the biggest banks on the planet because they funded the communist revolution. We in Canada and in the States fed the Soviets for the entire time they were in power, and now, of course, it was time in the 90s to simply do away with the farce of communism versus capitalism and merge the two together. Lenin talks about it. He says the result will be neither capitalism nor communism, a new form, something in between, and that's where we are today. And, of course, religions ought to be demolished, except one, and basically that you would be brought up in a humanistic society with experts running you from birth to death. That's the plan, the old plan, written about so copiously in books put out by the big boys who even wrote, who are dead now, but wrote the agenda you're living through right now. They took part in drafting up the agenda to do with culture change, everything would have to be done to make it all happen. So there's lots of books out there. Go into the archives at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and find out what they were all talking about 100 years ago, 50 years ago, and right up to the present time. Because they do love to write their memoirs, all these global participative technocrats that dealt with bringing this world into the system that we're in today. We're really in a form of lawlessness right now, because no one's following any charter or any Bill of Rights or any constitution of any kind. And it's meant that way. Everything's ignored because this has been a plan where the richest people on the planet that run your countries, not the politicians, the richest people on the planet who go to the global meetings, they run your countries. They decide a long time ago they'd have to just bypass all old-fashioned nationalistic constitutions. And they have done so very successfully. They even said they'd do that to the Council on Foreign Relations own magazine. And you can get a link to that later. Back with more after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, folks. I'm back cutting through the matrix. Over the weekend, I watched an old Bill Cooper film. It was a talk he gave in 1991, I think it was, on February 29th. But that year. And it's astonishing even then what had happened up until 1991 with the big world agenda. He understood that what was going on, and he's explaining it to a crowd in a school or somewhere. And of course, he didn't know at that time just how bad it would get, but he had a good idea where it was all to go. And if you see these old videos, you should have a look at them to see step by step. Over decades, they simply implement more and more of the global agenda and do away with all pre-existing laws. In fact, they ignore them and just continue on. People used to ask me, too, you know, when's it all going to come down now? When's the crunch come? They forget that it's been happening all their life. It was happening during their parents' lives as well. But in your own life, you've lived through the 9/11 farce. The thing that had to be, you know, to get the agenda through. And it just had to be, because it already said they'd eat something on a Pearl Harbor event to make the people go along with this war. They had all planned across the entire Middle East, with all the countries they're taking out listed on it, by the way, published at the New American Century Group. Actually published it all in the 90s. And it coincided with Israel's same targets, because it's taken out Israel's enemies as well. For greater Israel that expands, you see. But, and that was in the Israeli newspapers. So, what I talk about on this particular program is to show you how everything interfaces with what's happening. And at the very, very top, you have the foundations that are funds for international bankers who then fund whole armies of non-governmental organizations, which they fly across the world to the Kyoto meetings and all the other meetings to do with signing us all into slavery. And that's what it is, folks. Remember, Lord Bertrand Russell said the system that will come in will be a scientific tyranny. A scientific tyranny. A scientifically run tyranny, you see. Which would be utterly ruthless, he said, ruthless. And but he preferred it be a scientific tyranny himself. He was all for it. And it is ruthless, of course. They don't care how many people they have to kill in prison or whatever else they have to do to bring in this global society, the sort of society that John Lennon fantasized about, a world with no heaven and only sky above you. And it's not even going to be owned by you. The United Nations is owning the sky above you and the seas as well, and the sky above the seas. But I wonder if you ever envisaged the fact that we're going into utter, black-clad goons with machine guns wearing masks, for goodness sake. Did you envisage that? But those guys never do, you see. It's the fantasy that gets them, not the reality. Reality is brutal. Brutality is used in changes. H.G. Wells, like a propagandist for the Royal Institute of International Affairs, wrote books on it. And he said, in The Open Conspiracy, you should read that too, The Open Conspiracy, it's all in books. There's no conspiracy. It's open, you see. And he said that millions will die fighting against the New World Order. Futilely. All in futility. And so these guys have been looking forward to this for an awful long time, and that's why 30-odd years ago you saw internal militaries being built up inside every country under the guise of first of SWAT teams, then multi-jurisdictional task forces that worked with the military, and now there's a whole conglomeration of them all working together. It's just astonishing. But it's step by step by step. Now, in a scientific dictatorship, every child is to be monitored from birth to death, you see. And you're basically pulled in for upgrading or whatever it happens to be if you're not going along the way they have planned and designed you to go along. I've read various articles before about this in other countries. Britain, Scotland's got the same agenda. Here's one here. Every South Australian child will be tracked by the Education Department from birth until the age of 8 using a data-sharing system to identify children in need and improve their development. Now, what they mean by improving their development is right-think, folk, right-think. They said a long time ago in various publications that no more would children with the ability to see through this whole scam would get through the school system undetected. They catch them all now at school. Those who have got the ability to understand what's going on, the cons going on, and more importantly, they can converse and put it across very well to other people who understand it. They trap them all at school. And of course, they get the boys on Ritalin who have got those abilities, leadership abilities. And this is a war. If you don't understand what's really going on, it's a war. And if you're longer than 8 years of age, believe me, they track you all through your lifetime with these things once they're introduced. This will happen in Australia too. And that's the New World Order, a scientifically run dictatorship. So. And Mr. Negroponte, who's been involved in old computers for the Third World for years, scamming the public, getting big grants and all that, and turning out these trashy, cheapo-type computers, and killing at the same time, working with MIT, he's come out and given a lecture at Phoenix University, and it's titled Nationalism is a Disease. Nationalism is a Disease. I'll put that link up tonight for those who want to follow that too. And that's what they teach in universities, to make sure, because at the present, what youngsters, you know, are already denationalized. Most of them are already. They've been told they're global since they were in kindergarten. And they're ready for this world. They're not really ready for it because they don't get half the education they get in other countries. Remember, Jacques Attali said that that the next boat people will be those leaving the U.S. and going abroad for jobs. Well, they've been doing it for quite a few years. The creme de la creme and top sciences are moving off to China and other places for work and doing very well. But the rest of you are left, well, lawmakers stay largely silent over the Chinese takeover of U.S. bank branches. Total silence. So the lawmakers have been unusually silent about federal regulators' decision to allow a Chinese bank to take over 13 bank branches in New York and California, suggesting that they think American banks have much to gain. And it says members of both parties usually relish the chance to bash China on everything from government subsidies to the yuan's exchange rate, yet yesterday's decision by the Federal Reserve to certify a Chinese bank acquisition for the first time was met by near universal silence. Scott Talbot, the head of lobbyists for the Financial Services Roundtable, said that's unsurprising. The U.S. wants China to open up its financial service market. Foreign ownership of Chinese banks is limited to 2 or 25%, and allowing a Chinese presence in the U.S. as seen as a necessary trade-off. What this boils down to is that there are a ton more potential customers in China for U.S. banks than there are potential customers for the Chinese here, Talbot said. So in the long run, the approval is going to benefit the U.S. In other words, the same private banks have scammed all of you and taken all your money and your children's money, because believing these can take generations to even pretend to pay off the debt that, after all, the bailout. The same banks want to move to China and start plundering the Chinese. That's what it really means. But, you know, they have sovereign areas within the United States. Most folk don't know what they are, where they can, people can come in, they can fly in, they can fly in parts and cargo for plants, etc., into the U.S., and where they land, it's basically a sovereign little mini-state. And they've had that, them across the U.S. since 1934. I think it was FDR brought them in, for those who didn't know about it. It's not a new thing. This agenda is very, very old. Very old. And they can do their own customs, etc. It's called corporation, so on. Very, very old agenda. Remember what Adam Weishaupt said, too? We never start a premature revolution. It can take 20 years, 30 years to get all the planning work. It can take another 20 years to implement it slowly. That's how they do it. And the slower the better it is. Because people go along with things and everything until things are normal. And then they make a big change. And it's, well, you know, they've been here forever. Well, so what? Japan. You understand that all the... this hype about overpopulation, which they've used the Club of Rome for a long time, and all the enviro movements. Remember, all the communists within your own countries moved into the enviro movement and the green movement. We're all told to do it by their commissars for the new system. And of course, Gorbachev also talked about that too, where he said, we'll make a new religion. He said, we'll create a new religion for the earth, like a kind of, we're based on a form of earth worship, you see. But of course, the scientists will be the priests over the people, and that's here too. And he admits himself he's an atheist, but here he is working to create a green religion for all of you, you know, for those who don't mind being having that done to them. And the reality too, I've gone through the statistics from the United Nations, is they can always hype too many people. The populations in the countries they live in are plummeting like a stone, and have been for 25, 30 years. And the only reason that they have more people is because mass immigration is the policy. It would sound crazy, you see, if you're all diminishing in populations and your population's falling like crazy, and you're still yelling at overpopulation, it wouldn't sound right, but you're not seeing the population, you're seeing less and less people living in York. So they have to bring in masses to make it appear as a worldwide problem. That's what they're doing. So this one here is Japan will have no children under 15 by 2013, they say. Because they've been good, they've obeyed, and had 1.2 children per family. Like with this and more.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Alan Walker back, cutting through the matrix, talking about Japan in this case, that their population is plummeting, but the birth rate too is, they've been very good, just like Britons were really good too, and they cut their populations, and then they were told, oh, to import millions of people to pay off the national debt. You can't win, you understand. It's not meant that you win, and there's many other reasons for it too. There's reasons they want to destroy the British population and societies and culture. I came out with Tony Blair's right-hand man who came out in the mainstream media and said that, but Tony said open the door to the floodgates and destroy the culture forever so they can never, ever come back to what it was. So destroying cultures is part of it too, you understand. Japan's the same thing. They were fairly nationalistic people. They liked themselves. Good thing that they liked themselves, each other. They'd sell their debt before Fukushima. They sold all their debt to their own population, and that had to stop. You can't have that. You can't get any debt through foreign guys bringing you down if you're selling your bonds to your own people. So, bang, they went down. And so now the population is going down. Of course, it's going down before Fukushima, but they're having less and less children. They have a lot less now because they've got an awful lot of problems with radiation. An awful, terrible, terrible problems with radiation. Really sad. Now, I love when they get together, the economic union, the European, well, it is an economic union, isn't it? It's for the bankers who planned it all. And of course, right now with slaves working for them. This is about the EU attempt to float. They can't float even at the euro, it keeps sinking, isn't it? They hear the article going to float a Bronze Age boat that they constructed. Paid for by the European Union, and they came from all over Europe to try and make this. All experts, you understand. They made in voyage of a replica of Bronze Age. vessel, which is called Boat 1550 BC, immediately began to take on water when it was lowered into Dover Harbour. The boat is half the size of an original Bronze Age boat, which was unearthed in Dover in 1992. A Canterbury Christ University spokesman said it didn't go to plan, so had a bit of naming ceremony instead. Shouted that the boat was carefully placed in a crane hammock, but it filled up with water straight away. I guess that's like debt in the EU, isn't it? These hands across the sea thing. No one was in the boat during the launch. A team of special archaeologists, some of the guys who tell you that, you know, this little tooth belonged to a caveman a long time ago, and that, well, they spent more than 3 months building the vessel on the Roman lawns at Dover Museum. The Bronze Age boat replica, 1550 BC, is a half-size replica of the bronze boat excavated in Dover. The university spokesman said they're going to patch it up and try to do this again. It's a bit of a disappointment for them, but they were so behind schedule they could not do their test run. They probably lost it completely if they had. So it says it's in the first of a three-year program of events which Canterbury Christ Church University is helping to coordinate. And it's got all these specialists from all over the world, and they get funding and support from the European Union, who can't flow anything, including their euro. And this is quite something here. You know, it's bad enough when you I may even put that up again tonight about that Department of Defense on all the big camps they're going to put people in. It's from their own sites and so on, so I'll put it up again tonight. But here's another thing, too. The Olympic fence in England is costing £4,519. £4,519 per metre. It says 11-mile, 5,000-volt electric fence surrounding the Olympic site is reported as costing £80 million altogether. And it says here, the cost per metre is, and it gives you the cost, and it gives you the cost per metre, the whole thing, etc. It's just, so for those of you who don't work in imperial units, the cost per foot, from 1 foot of it, is £1,377. That seems excessive to me. The fence, of course, can be circumvented by purchasing a ticket. People don't even realize they're getting taught to go inside fences in the first place. You know, they're so stupid. Sorry to say it, folks, you're stupid. Who would go there with gunboats on the Thames and the whole bit, with missiles ready to launch? Would you even launch them in the arena where you're all sitting? Oh, you know. And guys going above in the helicopters from the military ready to shoot you, the snipers. Now that seems excessive. The defense can be circumvented by purchasing a ticket. Other aspects of Olympic security appear to be ineffective, as this test has proven. According to the Sun on Sunday, the worker was able to drive the package through the site of a fake bomb, taking it past the velodrome before posing for a photograph with it outside the Olympic Stadium. He told the paper he'd become concerned after noticing he was only searched by security when he entered the site in the mornings, and that he could enter the exit of the grounds in his digger during the day without further checks. The full story was run in the Sun newspaper. Of course, the Sun is a Murdoch paper, and Murdoch is a likudist friend of Israel, of course. Since this article proves it's been possible to easily circumvent security at the site, and that's possible that someone might have planted something in advance. But the estimated cost of 36 metres of fence was shown is £162,684. Is that value for money, it says here. But of course, we know what it's all about. See, there's no lack of cash for all these big, grandiose displays. And to train you, too. NASA have used that, they'll simply, you don't leave it there for a permanent site to put Brits into, electrified fencing, or they'll move it over somewhere else where they want to round up the public. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and for many, many, many years, we've been experimented on in so many different ways, and the public have no idea about it, including inoculations and what that does to them, too. You understand, a long time ago, they planned to bring down the IQ levels of the populations to basically put in genes of death so that you'd prematurely die, because they were all so terrified that around that all the baby boomers around 50 or 60 years of age, when they reached that age, if they weren't dead already, would come down with all these diseases and cost the government money if they kept living longer. So, and take their pension money. How dare they take their pension money? The government needs that for a new world order, all planned long before, you see. So there's so many things that they've done to the public who are oblivious to it. Some of them are so severely indoctrinated, they'll never understand. And personally, and also the IQ has dropped. You know, that's official. I've read this before. So they're not the best material to work with, the ones who are totally affected, to bring them up to what's going on. And people were spraying the skies back in the 60s in Britain. I've got some good documentaries. I'll try and find them tonight and link it up with these ones I'll put up tonight to show you what happened in England. Some very good ones taken at the time, good footage. But this one, this article here says, in 1963 and 1964, RAF planes flew in a straight line from Aldeburgh, Suffolk, to downtown Market on the Norfolk-Cambridgeshire border, pumping out a zinc cadmium sulfide at a rate of 2.4 pounds per minute. It was, it's highly carcinogenic, for those who don't know it. But what it did mention, too, is we're also doing a test with the same stuff by unleashing gas tanks on naval ships off the coast of Norfolk, and it was, and letting the wind blow it inland as well. And it went on for years, actually, not just a couple of years. Years. It broke out into the press eventually because a U.S. officer designed to see what was happening, to investigate it, and to observe, knowing they were going to try and use it in America, objected when he got back to the States, and that's how it got into the British. Otherwise, the British would never have heard about it themselves. Incomplete data means it's impossible to say exactly how many times the experiment was carried out, but up to 10 sorties were planned, and there is no evidence to suggest that scheduled tests did not go ahead. Actually, it went on for years. Shortly before the test, a government official set up drum impact readers around the city and countryside to catch the fluorescent particles as it landed in Norwich and Norfolk. Later, these drum readers were collected and examined using a torch. With further calculation, it was thought scientists would be able to estimate the concentration of the particles within the air. In the 1990s, documents outlining the tests and how they were carried out were released into the public domain, and widespread concern followed quickly. You understand, Official Secrets Act, I don't tell you for 30 years. Keen to allay public affairs on the matter, I'm sure they were keen, the government sought a panel of scientists to carry out an independent review. After many months, Professor Lachman, a veterinary expert from Cambridge University, was appointed, and soon after, a team of scientists were also chosen. Lachman's team spent some days looking over documents supplied to Portendown is the Bacterial Viral Warfare Department in Britain, and came to the conclusion that tests would not have caused any adverse health effects in the area where they were carried out. Soon after this information was issued, Professor Lachman, being a good liar, received a knighthood. In 2005, when Parry, a surgeon at the Norfolk and Norfolk University's hospital, claimed he was seeing 200 new esophageal cancer registrations in Norfolk per year, double the national average. And there's a little video on the bottom. I'll try and recap from my archive section the bigger videos that were done, including the testimonies of the U.S. officials who observed it too and said they were not going to use this in America. And they're in bigger depth. They're 2 hours long, I think, and it covers more data. Of course, they never spray you now, eh? That the stuff they're spraying overhead, that is not to affect you, of course, not at all. Now, we know that everything in the system is rigged. There's nothing real unless you watch television. You know, your reality comes from television. That's why you still think there's good cops out there and you still think there's good soldiers out there. Remember Jacques Ellul, one of the top, he was a man who delved into all philosophies, and he was a terrific philosopher himself, and he came to the conclusion that all television shows or movies with police and doctors, hospitals and so on, were pure propaganda. Nothing but propaganda. So that you would never get an idea what they're really all about or what they're really, really like. And when the elite want something to happen, they make it happen and blame the potential enemy, you see. We know that for a fact. I mean, the dust hadn't cleared on the towers 2011 when Brzezinski and other ones were shouting out, so's Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda bunch. It's Osama bin Laden. Then they give you a president called Obama. Obama, Osama. Don't you forget, don't understand how ridiculous this system is. They mock you, even with the names they give you. They really mock you. You have no idea how intricate this system is designed. The intricacy is amazing. It's all a form of mind control. So when nothing happens, they'll give you another one. And with the farce, with the first underwear, I call them diaper bombers, who got followed over with no passport or anything, just put in plain by CIA guys. And of course, nothing was going to go off, and nothing did go off. And they said the stuff was inert. But they got everybody to go up to the airports, which was the whole, you must be dehumanized, you people out there. More and more and more, until you get to be just like people in a prison camp. Because that's what you do in a prison camp. Utterly demoralize the people. You dehumanize them until they accept their dehumanization. And there's nothing you cannot do with them. So the ex-FBI informant with a change of heart, he says, there's no real hunt, it's fixed, he says. Greg Montiel describes how he pretended to be a radical Muslim in order to root out potential threats, shining a light on some of the Bureau FBI's most ethically murky practices, it says. It's all about entrapment, says Craig Montill. He says he did not balk when his FBI handlers gave him the okay to have sex with Muslim women. His undercover operation was targeting, I guess that's truly undercover. Nor at the time did he shy away from recording their pillow talk. He said if it would enhance the intelligence, go ahead and have sex. So I did, Montiel told The Guardian, as he described his year as a confidential FBI informant sent on a mission to infiltrate Southern Californian mosques. And it says, an astonishing admission that goes to the heart of intelligence surveillance of Muslim communities in America. In the years after 9/11, while police and FBI leaders have insisted they are acting to defend America from a terrorist attack, civil liberties groups have insisted they have repeatedly gone too far and treated an entire religious group as suspicious. Montiel was involved in one of the most controversial tactics, the use of confidential informants in so-called entrapment cases. This is when suspects carry out or plot fake terrorist attacks at their quest or under the close supervision of an FBI undercover operation using secret informants. Often those informants have serious criminal records or are supplied with a financial motivation to net suspects. In other words, they're being blackmailed to go out there and be spies. In the case for the Newburgh Four, where four men were convicted for a fake terror attack on Jewish targets in the Bronx, a confidential informant offered $250,000, a free holiday, and a car to one suspect for help with the attack. In the case of Fort Dix Five, which involved a fake plan to attack New Jersey military base, one informant's criminal past included attempted murder, while another admitted in court at least two of the suspects later jailed for life had not known of any plot. Such actions have led Muslim civil rights groups to wonder if their communities are being unfairly targeted in a spying game that is rigged against them. Montiel says that is exactly what happens. The way the FBI conducts their operations is all about entrapment. See, entrapment doesn't matter if the guys are innocent. It doesn't matter. They want them to be guilty. For numbers, see, we caught another three. See, you know. He says, I know the game. I know the dynamics of it. It's such a joke. It's a real joke. There is no real hunt. It's fixed. It's all rigged. But Montiel has regrets now about his involvement in a scheme called Operation Flex. Sitting in the kitchen of his modest home in Irvine near Los Angeles, Montiel said the FBI should publicly apologize for his fruitless quest to root out Islamic radicals in Orange County, though he does not hold out much hope that that will happen. They don't have the humility to admit a mistake, he said. Montiel's story sounds like something out of a pulp thriller. Under the supervision of two FBI agents, the muscle-bound fitness instructor created a fictitious French-Syrian alter ego called Farouk Aziz. In this disguise, in 2006, Montiel started hanging around mosques in Orange County, the long stretch of suburbia south of L.A., and pretended to convert to Islam. He was tasked with befriending Muslims and blanket recording their conversations. All this information was then fed back to the FBI, who told Montiel to act like a radical himself to lure out Islamist sympathizers. So you make a person sound like the most radical person of all, and you draw on people who are a bit weak-minded, or they want to just hear the guy rant on. And then you get them involved in a plot, you see, which is never going to be carried out. It says, yet far from succeeding, Montiel eventually so unnerved Orange County's Muslim community that they got a restraining order against him. He was so radical, the Muslims got a restraining order against him. They knew he was up to something. In an ironic twist, they also reported Montiel to the FBI, unaware he was in fact working undercover for the agency. Montiel does not look like a spy. He's well-built, soft-spoken, and friendly. He's 49, but looks younger. He lives in a small rented home in Irvine that blends into suburban sprawl of Southern California, yet Montiel knows the spying game intimately well. By his own account, he got into undercover work after meeting a group of off-duty cops working out in a gym. Montiel told them he had spent time in prison in Chino, serving time for passing fraudulent checks. He's the ideal they want to recruit, you see. It's a criminal past, he explained, by saying he was traumatized by a nasty divorce. It was time to set up other people and make them take a fall, I guess. They can always rationalize it, can't they? Eventually, he was asked to work on counterterrorism and was passed on to two FBI handlers, and they gave them the names of the handlers as well, and how they got into Orange County, and how they basically set people up. and how the Muslims had to get a restraining order to stop them being so radical and try to get them all into trouble. It'd been great news, eh? Great news. Oh, they're all over the front page. Radical Muslims in this country. Oh, my God. And every president would be proud of it. And then the guys at the TSA would say, we've got to undress you. Feinstein, by the way, wants the complete undressing now. To this latest fake underwear bomber that once again came across with a thing that could never explode, who worked for the CIA. Dear. Tonight I'm also putting up some stuff from the General Assembly of the United Nations to do, mainly with the laws of the sea. If you wonder why you can't get on the seashore now, it's the laws of the sea. Planned 40 years ago, by the way, because I've got all their old documentation here, where they said they'd eventually make sure that no one, the general public, couldn't build or go near the shores of the sea coastal areas. So I'll put that up tonight. Of course, Homeland Security has taken over that part right for the moment. But the World Army will take care of it in the end. So it's also to do with the laws of sea. Laws of the sea, remember, too, further imprison you, because it also talks about leaving the shores. You see, if you don't have the proper authority, if you go to this world governmental system and beg or give them cash so you can maybe clear the shores of your country. They also own the sky or the space, airspace above the sea. That includes all aircraft, everything. I'll put a few of those up tonight. There's a two or three links to different articles from the United Nations itself. And it's strange. I've been talking about child abduction by authorities recently, because that's a big agenda too. Bertrand Russell one time says, we thought at one time we'd have to completely remove all children from their parents, because they're all basically mentally ill. The parents are ill. They've got old-fashioned ideas. They're contaminated. They pass on these ideas to their children. Can't have that for a new global order, could you? He said that ages ago, many, many moons ago, long time ago. And that's part of the reason your children's age, we give them all the cash to start this project on the girl. Big money involved in it, too. Big money. But it says here, they get lessons, you see, all these agencies that generally employ weirdos. They are weirdos. You understand, you can take any average person and make him a cop. And it's just like the military. What do they do in the military? What's the military for? The military is for killing people. That's what its only function is, to kill people, folks. Let's have it straight. Forget the movies. Forget the movies. The reality of the military is to kill people. Cops are to their enforcement agencies. These brute force. They don't sit up all night like the series and dramas and the movies, worrying about some kidnapper. Oh, worry, they can't sleep till they get the bad guy. That's fiction. Jack Sewell said it. It's all you see for entertainment with police is fiction. And the same with social services, folks. Once they get them into their own particular form of training, you alter the person's way of thinking. When a guy becomes a cop, he suddenly sees everyone as being suspicious. The day before, when he's out boozing with his pals in the street, he's looking warily at the cop. He becomes a cop. That his whole training changes. His psyche totally differently. They're not friendly people. You better believe that. Same with these agencies that grab children. Here's what they're teaching them: practical strategies to tackle obstructive behavior and disguised compliance. This is when they meet the parents in the homes, you see. And so there are courses out on this. I'll put a whole bunch of links up on the courses and how they try to get past parents who have disguised compliance, but they're really hostile, but disguised, and how to get around highly resistant parents. Yeah. And they give them all these programs and how to deal with it, and training seminars, etc., tool shops. So I put up three of those tonight. And along with it, though, from the home schooling education forums, here's how you fight back, and it's called Dealing with Highly Intrusive Parasitic Public Servants. Practical strategies to tackle intrusive, threatening, and bullying behavior disguised as support. So I'll put that one up, too. Bad people are fighting back with the same techniques to train them. Sad that they go this far, isn't it? remember the red-nosed, heavy boozing Prince Philip, the Queen's hubby, who used to spend weeks in the cellar down in Buckingham Palace. I know it for a fact because an old, not a nanny, but a teacher, personal teacher to Charles now, when he's a wee boy, eventually lived up quite near where I was and told me all about his boozing bouts down in the cellar and how the butlers eventually would have to go down and find them and drag them up and he talks them. But he was a guy who said to Britain, the Brits are lazy, they've got to work harder and start competing like the Germans. Back with more on the story after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Alan Ward, cutting through the matrix, talking about the abuse, or the abusers really of the system, because the ones who abuse all the public, the ones who crash the banks, the ones who sign deals to amalgamate countries into super Soviet countries like the Euro is, with a secretive parliament at the top, the Commission, European Commission, they're the guys who do all the work. The Parliament does nothing except yell at each other. They can't pass bills, they can't even alter bills. So there's no point in having them. So, but anyway, he's from a guy who helped do it all and bring it all together, an abuser, you see. He says there's only one way Britons can drag their country out of recession, according to British Foreign Secretary William Hague. They have to work harder. This is after getting plundered by the banks. And then the leaders committing treason and signing their sovereignty away into this EU non-democratic system run by bankers. And the bankers plundered them over and again and over again. And then, still plundering them, they bail out other countries like Greece and tax them into the ground. Folk are dying in the winter because they can't afford fuel. And you got scum like British Secretary William Hague. And scum, that's what they are. Scum. Guys that belong to the Middle Ages, sitting on top of a big charger with his lance and his shiny armor on. Scumbags. Telling the public to you know, drag themselves up. Get on your feet, you know, to the peasant. So in an interview, he says that Britain's national work ethic has been declining for decades, with people convinced they could live on expanding debt forever. The government has been, rather than having to earn what we spend. Like, it's all the people's fault, you see. It's all the people's fault. Britain sank back into recession last month. They've never been out of recession as long as I've been alive. After the economy shrank again in the first quarter, that means nothing. It's all rubbish, that stuff. Then he says, there's only one growth strategy. Work hard, he says. He says, of grumbling business leaders, they should be getting on with the task of creating more of those jobs and more of those exports rather than complaining about it. He urges people to get on the plane, go and sell things overseas, go and study overseas. I said, Jack Satali said, go overseas. These are the guys that cost this electrified fence for this stupid Olympic Games that's surrounded by the military for millions, millions of pounds. It's all your fault, folks. It's your own fault. You know, people have to understand, this literally is somebody out in the Middle Ages talking down to the peasantry here. Like they're scum. And America is going to get its taste of it too. Starting to get it. Every company is. It's a world global agenda. In Australia, they had a $36 million advertising blitz from the government, but it has to do with carbon taxes and how you'll get so much back if you're poor, etc. It's like the value-added taxes in Britain and elsewhere in Canada. It says, oh, under a certain amount, we'll give you so much back per year. And they do it for 2 or 3 years, then it gradually gets phased out, everybody forgets about it. So we've got a $36 million advertising blitz to tell them what they're going to be paying and all the rest of it per household, yada, yada, yada. But they failed to even mention carbon tax anywhere. Isn't that clever of them? So you understand that they treat us like children, and rightly so if we want to behave like children and just go and play and watch nothing but fiction on television and filth as well. Make sure you're totally degraded. You have to change. No one's going to do it for you. And stop looking for leaders. From Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
The next